Perhaps you could turn in your Bibles to Psalm 113. I'll just pray before we read the psalm. Heavenly Father, we do thank you that you're not just you're not just the creator of the world, a distant, remote God, but you're a God who has spoken to mankind through your word. And that in doing so, you have revealed something of yourself to us. You have revealed your great plan of salvation. We ask that you will open our eyes now and make our hearts receptive to what you have to say. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
So Psalm 113. Praise the Lord. Praise, O servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and for evermore. From the rising of the sun to its setting, the name of the Lord is to be praised. The Lord is high above all nations, and his glory above the heavens. Who is like the Lord our God, who is seated on high, who looks far down on the heavens and the earth? He raises the poor from the dust and lifts the needy from the ash heap to make them sit with princes, with the princes of his people. He gives the barren woman a home, making her the joyous mother of children. Praise the Lord. Well, we have here a psalm which has three parts. The first is the first three verses, which are a call to praise the Lord. And then the next three verses give us a reason for praising the Lord, because that reason is because of who he is, of what he is like, his character, his attributes. And then finally, the last three verses give us further reason to praise the Lord. And this is for what he has done. It's the third psalm in a row that opens with praise the Lord. And praise the Lord is both an expression, by saying it in and of itself is a means of praising God, but it's also here a call to others to praise God. The psalmist is asking that the servants of the Lord will praise the name of the Lord. The Lord is worthy of praise by all mankind, yet most do not acknowledge him, do not recognize that he is worthy of praise, or even recognize that he exists for many in this day and age. But God's servants have special reason to praise him, because we have the honour of sharing in his great work, and also we can praise him for the promise that we have, the promise of forgiveness and eternal reward. So everyone in the whole earth has reason to praise the Lord, but the servants of the Lord have many more reasons to do so. In verse 1 we have praise the Lord, and in verse 2, blessed be the name of the Lord. In what way can we bless God? When we bless God, God isn't in any way helped by this, or strengthened, or made better off when we glorify him. He doesn't receive any more glory than he already has. He's not made more glorious by what we say. When we magnify his name isn't made any bigger or greater than it already is. When we exalt his name, lift his name on high, again, it doesn't change God in any way. He cannot be any higher than he already is. He cannot be any more glorious than he already is. But what we mean when we say this is that we are acknowledging his state, his attributes, his rightful place. So when God blesses us, we receive something as a result of that. But when we bless God, it doesn't change him in any way. We are changed when we are blessed, but God is not changed. And then in verses 2 and 3, we have the lasting nature of God's praise. Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and for any evermore, from the rising of the sun to its setting, the name of the Lord is to be praised. The unchanging God never becomes unworthy of our praise. And for the child of God, if our eyes are open, time only reveals more reasons to praise him. As we go through life, we find yet more and more reasons to praise him. as we get to know him better, and for what he does in our life. So then in verse 3 we move on to reasons to praise God continually. Sorry, from verse 4 onwards. Blessed the name, the Lord is high above all nations and his glory above the heavens. Who is like the Lord our God, who is seated on high, who looks far down on the heavens and on the earth? The Lord God is not only greater than all the heathen nations, but also he's higher than the heavens. The Lord God is greater than everything in his creation. Who is like the Lord our God? Well, the answer is obvious. No one. He cannot be compared with anything. There's nothing that exists that is greater than the one who dwells on high. And then moving on to verses 7 to 9. He raises the poor from the dust and lifts the needy from the ash heap to make them sit with princes, with the princes of his people. He gives the barren woman a home, making her the joyous mother of children. Praise the Lord. He raises the poor out of the dust. When God in heaven beholds the things on earth, he sees the poor down in the dust and the needy in the ash heap, and he raises them up. God cares for the weak and the lowly. But he also blesses them in a sense. He raises them up. They're raised up that they might sit with princes. So from the lowest of the low to the highest of heights. And he grants the barren woman a home. We find barrenness quite often in the Bible. And we have, for example, Sarah and Rachel, the unnamed mother of Samson, Hannah, Elizabeth. Are all examples where barren women called out to God and had their prayer answered answered miraculously, where women who were barren were given a child. Verse 9, making her the joyous mother of children. And then finally, the psalm rounds off with an echo from verse 1 with the words, "Praise the Lord." The caring, loving God who comes from the highest heaven to help the weak and the humble and the hopeless of the earth is truly worthy of our praise. Amen.